This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. Protest rock was once fueled by the Vietnam War and civil rights, but every era has musicians who use their art to make a point. And these days, there are plenty of points to make. We continue our spring music series with a few indie artists from different generations who are not shy about singing their political views. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports.
Emma Ayers grew up in Amherst, Massachusetts, listening to folk legends Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger. Sam Perry was a Portsmouth, New Hampshire kid who idolized John Lennon. They first met as students at UMass Amherst.
When I moved back to this area, we reconnected and realized we both were like looking for something new and fresh and relevant, and especially because it was 2016 and Trump had just gotten elected, and we were really angry.
Ayers sings and Perry plays guitar. With three more millennial musicians, they formed Old Flame. One of their first songs was called Ain't a King, a commentary on President Trump.
You ain't a king, you ain't a king, so why are you ruling? Reticent and worried, I wished you were fooling. That was our first angry hymn of protest. But I think it sort of evolved into something a bit more subtle, and I think it's like an inherent thread of like every single song we write now.
Do you look at the music as primarily a way to express yourself about what's going on in the world today and in politics and in the White House, or as a way to change people's minds by getting your message out there?
I'm not trying to change anybody's mind. I'm just hoping that they'll listen and maybe like think about what they're hearing.
No room to speak, no room to breathe.
No, I guess in some cases we are trying to change minds.
In what way?
It's a balance. I mean, well, this album that we're going to be releasing in May is called Young and in Debt, and it's very much about our own personal relationship to our student debt, but also just the student debt as a sort of national crisis.
The only way to live is to buy something you can't pay back. From the cradle to the grave, work ourselves until we crack.
It's actually even more than just student debt. I think it's also all of the newly created wealth is going to the top 1%, and so the middle and lower classes are struggling harder and harder to get by.
Of course, Old Flame is not the only local band to combine the personal with the political. On her acoustic guitar, East Hampton singer-songwriter Pamela Means has been writing political songs for more than 30 years, since she was a Gen X teenager dealing with great pain and loss.
My mother died when I was 14, and I think just being a biracial person growing up in Wisconsin and learning about racism at an early age.
My father grew up in Jim Crow, Tennessee, a sharecropper son far from luxury.
But a lot of those things were just stirring around and just made me an angry, sad person in the world on a regular basis.
Now I've been pulled over on a Shorewood shoulder, asked where you're going, where you've been.
So how did writing and performing songs interact with that anger and sadness and just realization of racism and other ills?
Well, probably literally saved my life, because at least it gave me an outlet for all of those feelings and to vent and to explore, analyze, ponder, and discover some sort of a community that could hear it and maybe understand and connect with me.
Fire, fury, rocket man, border wall, travel ban, Trump calls.
Like Old Flame, Pamela Means has found the Trump presidency highly motivating as a songwriter.
Daily there's something to stress me out in the news, and I kind of knew, because of being a political songwriter, because it was so consuming of my emotions and my thoughts, I would need to address it in a song. And I tried many times, but nothing really clicked.
When it did click, she decided to be pretty direct.
The president is incompetent, an embarrassment, impeachment. Now the president.
The title song of her latest EP is called Impeachment Now.
Corporate tax breaks permanent. I don't think that's what Jesus meant.
And when I wrote the song and was singing these lyrics for the first time, I really was kind of scared and freaked out because it's not subtle at all. And so once I wrote it, that meant, okay, now I got to sing it in front of people and wherever I go. And so far, I've been in safe places.
In that respect, both Pamela Means and Old Flame encounter a similar conundrum. It's uncomfortable to sing political songs in places where the audience may disagree with you. But performing in like-minded communities, especially Western Massachusetts, means you may not get anyone to think differently. Still, as Sam Perry says, there are advantages to preaching to the choir.
It's a rally cry to organize. And yeah, we are preaching to this choir, but you know what? You're surrounded by your choir mates. and there's a lot of us, and we can affect change.
Slow and steady, moving towards me. Hands are shaking. I'll do better next time.
Both Old Flame and Pamela Means produce their own albums. Emma Ayres says that while they've had dreams about signing with a big label, there could be a cost to breaking into the mainstream.
I think that the fear of, like, disapproval or, like, getting blacklisted by the industry is, like, so great that, like, maybe people don't put themselves on the line as much as they maybe should.
And that's not a concern for you guys?
Well, we're not really, like... But we're not, like, getting paid millions of dollars.
But I'd like to think we do get to that point that we'll still speak out. I mean, we will. Of course we will.
Old Flame's new album, Young and in Debt, is out this spring. Pamela Means' EP, Impeachment Now, came out in November. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.
To hear additional songs performed live in our studio, go to nepr.net.